Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And today we're going to be taking a look at Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. In chapter 10 of this book, we see Hosea warning the people of Israel's coming destruction, of the judgment that they're facing because of their sin. But in chapter 11, he begins to shift his focus instead to God's care and God's concern for the people of Israel. And in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, God says this. God says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son." You know, at surface level, this verse seems to simply be speaking to the event where God delivered the nation of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. And we read about this story back in the book of Exodus, how after 400 years of being oppressed and mistreated by the Egyptians, God finally responded to the cries of his people. And he raised up Moses, this man, to go and to rescue and deliver the Israelites out of captivity. And God performed these miraculous signs and wonders to display his power and his glory as he rescued his people from slavery. But you see, there is more to this verse than just a reference to the story of the Israelites in the Exodus. This verse here in Hosea is also pointing us to an event in the future that would happen in the life of Jesus. And in Matthew chapter 2 in the New Testament, we read how King Herod saw Jesus as a threat to his power and as a threat to his status. And his plan was to find Jesus and to kill him and to eliminate this threat. But an angel appeared to Joseph, Jesus' father, in a dream. And he told Joseph to take Mary and to take Jesus to Egypt in order to hide from Herod so that he wouldn't be able to find them. And in Matthew chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, it says this. "So he got up," talking about Joseph, "took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.'" Here in Matthew chapter 2, we find the fulfillment of this promise, of this statement made back in Hosea chapter 11, hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And this verse, it really reminds us that God's plans and God's purposes cannot be stopped, that no king, no authority, no empire can stand in the way of what God wants to accomplish. God's word and God's promise will come to pass. And when God led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, it was a display of his power and his love for his people. And we see the same power and same love displayed through the life of Jesus. Because Jesus came to rescue us from an even greater captivity, an even greater slavery, which is sin. You see, the Bible tells us that the wages, the consequence of sin, is death. It's eternal separation from God. And there was nothing that we could do in our own power, in our own strength, to fix the problem that sin had created in our life. It had created a gap, a chasm between us and God that we could not cross on our own. Which is why God sent his one and only son. And Jesus lived the life that we couldn't live. He lived a perfect life. He was sinless in everything that he did. And then he died the death that we deserved, taking on the punishment and that we deserved on the cross. And now, through faith in Jesus, by trusting in him, we can be rescued from the bondage of sin and death. And so as we approach this Christmas season, let's take time to remember that the God who rescued his people from slavery and who called his son out of Egypt is the same God today who calls us out of sin and death. And he invites us to walk in freedom and to new life in Christ. We no longer have to be slaves to sin or to death. We can walk in the new life that Jesus has secured for us through his death and through his resurrection. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so Lord, we thank you that just all of scripture, the Old Testament, the prophets, is all ultimately pointing to Jesus. to what Jesus would come to do and accomplish through his death and his resurrection. And Lord, we thank you for just the reminder of the Christmas season that you sent your son into the world. While we were slaves to sin, while we were captives to death, you sent Jesus to rescue us and to save us. And so God, we thank you for just your plan of salvation, for the forgiveness that you offer, the new life and freedom that can be found in you. And God, help us to walk in that today, knowing that we're no longer slaves to sin or to death, but we have new life and freedom in you. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.